couple of short poems. This one is called Fast. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. With food clean and a body immune of bacteria, I fast for the empty bellies of Nigeria. With a car in my driveway and no crime on my block, I fast for the frightening silence of every night in Iraq. I fast to retune and I fast to remind that I have homeless people of mine in Palestine. I fast all throughout the day in hope God shows me a way to clean the lazy filth of a life so privileged. I'm reminded of every village and town being pillaged. I need to fast not to stay in shape. I need to fast for the sisters being raped. Tied up, they can't escape, and the pigs of Abu Ghraib have the evidence on tape. I need not fast to save money for the bank. Without true action, there is no weight to my thanks. For there is a mother whose son was shot point blank, and the officer that shot him keeps rising in rank. With food clean and a body immune of bacteria, I fast for the empty bellies of Nigeria. With a car in the driveway and no crime on my block, I fast for the frightening silence of every night in Iraq. I fast to retune and I fast to remind that I have homeless people of mine in Palestine. The oppressed suffer enough and I too shall endure. A little bit of thirst might help me envision the pain of Darfur. I shall remain a little hungry and not feel so spoiled to remind myself non-Muslims control the holy Meccan soil. I shall pray all my prayers no matter the heat to remember the occupying forces that refuse to retreat. I shall not take a sip and I shall not eat a crumb till I fulfill the duty to the Lord from whom we all come. Now you know why the plate is empty and so is my glass, because there are people in need and for them I'm in fast. So what? The next one is called Declaration of Independence. This is my declaration, declaration of independence from oppression. The way blood is flowing today, I cry here at the river bay. The soul of humanity decomposes as all of our morals decay. Because democracy is offered at gunpoint and there is a feast at the oil buffet. We're labeled insane, our religion obsolete, our faith mundane. You can find us in Guantanamo, tied up in chains, and on the minds of politicians, targets of their campaigns. You can find us struggling in every war zone, defending the land that we call home. In the sea of troubles, we stand alone, butchered by Israel, by Ariel Sharon. You can find us at funerals, our loved ones dead, begging for money to get some bread. Our corrupt tyrants cut off our heads like Iraqi refugees who were forced to have fled. You can find us praying and with so many tears, women in hijab, men in beards, the journey intense, their intentions are sincere, because we answer to Allah, to Islam we adhere, growing very rapidly around the sphere. This is my declaration, declaration of independence from oppression. Whispers reach the deep side of the mind, makes a faithful one turn blind. The way his thoughts seep in, deceive so many times, like the black plague infesting mankind, his work getting bigger, even more refined. And I felt his grip, suffocating my soul, contaminating my thoughts, a voice chillingly cold. In this heavy fog, I can't see what's going on. I felt like giving up, all hopes withdrawn. Caught in petty distractions, plan of the blood fiend, battle with Islam, battle against the deen. Because I've seen the devil with my own eyes. He's a big bad wolf in a sheep's disguise. He was George Bush and Cheney too, attached to their souls like paper and glue. Now it's Obama and his new Zionist crew. See, think of the lies they spill at you. Their journalism's fake, the honest few, and most of the public doesn't have a clue. This is my declaration, declaration of independence from oppression. How can you invade a country based on bombs that you can't even see, on the lie that you'll set them free, already in two, and they're planning to make it three. Adding on to the killing spree, you don't mind killing a man, but you'll fight to save a tree. They want to see you fornicate and shed away your modesty, because liberation is alcohol and an STD. like HIV because they preach democracy but practice hypocrisy. Try to make a mockery of the world's best ideology, all the while in Saudi Arabia shaking hands with a monarchy. They said that they came to liberate, as usual, money-hungry hogs invading a state. But I, for one, never bit the bait, because their promises don't have weight, because their interests are purely hate, because I could see their blood-filled slate. It's something that I don't debate. I keep my perspective very straight, because I want you to leave. Give me the date. This is my declaration, declaration of independence from oppression. So on.
Mashallah.